It's that time of year again. Carving pumpkins, making creative Halloween costumes, and some other unusual phenomenon. Gather round for a most interesting tale. For four decades, Fort Hays has been known as a unique educational facility in the Columbus City Schools and a home for WCBE. But before that, there were already 120 years of folklore, stories, and high drama in this corner of Columbus along Cleveland Avenue, once known as Harbor Road. Fugitives and conductors traveling north by buckboard wagons filled with hay along the Underground Railroad. Small settlements with unusual names, Jonesboro, Grogan, Milo, and Panhandle. And one avoided by the good citizens of Columbus, the Badlands. The train tracks of the old Union Station rail yards that move commerce and troops, and the funeral train of Lincoln. And a substantial graveyard, now largely forgotten, but still active. Fort Hays, historically known as Neil's Woods and the old Columbus Barracks, still harbors restless souls who never departed to fight in the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. And one who returned after surviving slavery, the Civil War, and the Indian Wars. Victims of malfunctioning cannons, the dreaded influenza epidemic, and crimes of young men's passions, their stories are supplemented by sightings of a young Irish mother with a baby who lived on Harbor Road but haunted a downtown hotel, and odd sounds, the crack of a bat from a long-gone field of dreams on Cleveland Avenue, Neal Park, the cries of an anguished young widow, the movement of young women in the shot tower, still repairing broken armaments retrieved from Civil War battlefields. Reserve a ticket now to share an unusual collection of stories and support WCBE. This tour is done in partnership with Columbus Landmarks Foundation. The tour is limited, so reservations are a must. Check it out at WCBE.org. And thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.